Juan Kuhn pick up a star on the loco. Maybe so many Dana Tawani pick up to 1971. Mana keha Juan Kuhn Lil to sa pichtuna, the lurum could lil to sit huna, Juan Kuhn tun kani loco. Tawang in Aksanga Kamakhluni Tawan Tingman Rilmuk Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act. Stock at Atirak Kangit Amaska Nikuhtikit Akulang Akun Nunam Taslo Yuwit Dana Suaskoran Kak. As you go to the house, you can't get a little bit of 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 a little Sumuktaas kani islanta ng self-determination ng ito. Self-determination na mas kaping ok, fangko ng ligi kistlak ilam nun akum kuhmen. Ang sampiyak minin kung ok, self-determination, kung kunang liye kastlaka kakam kukmenun, Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act, ang piyakmini wa 20 years ngay khaftok dana, kayuklag 20 years mi dam kingungan ng 1991 asura yakak. Kamakluku tama na Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act, ang akakusa amaska government puyo yakak. Corporation in it kaftok 3 years. 3 years mitawan ili kakalingat lakmakan na kinalungo nagpressura ulapik te kalre ang kalre naknerevih kam nun sununam ng suapasok suko. Unangok amaska sibulik pigawok wangkun ng ilangat nakasaknutan na pinlikak. You were a kuyak of the one kun and share a knuckle rekun wok. Dam king woman, Quakan Kinlanga, Amaska Kamaksuni every year, Shashka Yokal rest in 1991 Muluko, Konpung Yatak Maraluta, Tawatin Katam next year, 1991 Munaknilok. Igen piul ra tawa wak tawil ni kuza.
My name is Conrad Uziba. Laluram kati mga doktor kit kai wong. Wong Finnish Hanning in Matana Land Claim Settlement Act. Attentarataka Ulapsuko. Lee Kmaluku Seria Klusuna. Dirak Trayakum. Ulal Rema Sumonra Tawabra Yokre Yang Tanangora Time Nga Nang Naklehua Sumukhtarat Kangita Kiyanga Ilangita Sheltinga Akikna Yokati. Nunang ait mo na apaso na yukat. Ipapika yupig ni amas ka pinling ulay kutwa natin ilagan kama at uksak ka na nga magna iayawim ta Atok lagit nga Simon Rani. Huangam niso tay mga oma takista kaw. Ito nga nasalakal nga 20 years nguyal kay iwala nga takista kaw. Panin nga natin na Pinaitun bisak ka mga kayok sa kungkuh nga asko ko naksakani. Nakina kayo sinres kangin ko. Iwala nga nga dasa nalilang nga pibiyak fota kwa rupasa ilang ita Makuta ilamta natin statek suko nakin leik nakak suko pika ngata naskuviek ngata rabas natin na pisakam. Wanga leikis ka eif nes ko na ayok. Maana kek kakaka. Sabila mapas kadun tawat na 35 settlement mantika malre yukso ko 5,000 dana tawat na yuwa ulah kakal re aknirin ramsama tukuk takakang Sekarang atas lembini tawan ni, ikhni atas lembini. Lih kakak. Kata mak. Lalu namkut makut iak suku. Lih knak sikistu. Ungku dia yubik ni iak iadak puta. Nakamik suku sangwa itu bispika yuwak. Lepaslah. Lik nak semni tak kau ni 2,000 munga ulang lalu ni years macam yua New York sebut tawat kaf tu tak lik semni semua atau kumang itu ada nak kena asyik tegak Makaperuwa atuk kat kaya kama hanga nriyak ka atuk kat nga dasa tao kutsibuli kaputa tawad na Ngayta, pimangi siya kata kung kuta awi na yakto. Sibuli ramta Nabaga nunayin tuut kaksakat ho. Abiin hayahtukut hongkut. Aflinga kakhla kaakaat nunayin. Ngaadal. Kanlingo kuna snechtlim ni kekha khakhbatu na Ula bihlikhil nga dasa. Tamana ning lusu sakhtraak. Laksu ilangita ihu makkangita. Samavaga ayumik tasak pigakhlaumuna ayuksuki. Tamakus tasak kliutilgita. Natna sivuliega puta kiyaksimata. Tawa anang ukawuta imatajimak. Kinlanga yoga tukuksasana. Ntakuna ang yakpaka ukawaga tagiya gusimana. Tukuhlaka ako. Kayuhlaka. Tamani ng loso ni tama. Ang yakpagura at sangwat. Tamani takot. Kung aking ulis na kan ka ng loso gusto tama ako. At asira, bishaka. Natinasak sa kumtho. Kwa. Kingun rota nuna rota ona tawa atuana yakangata abakutam ta storm tanango lekska Wani yo naqlamni ehnex Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Conrad Oziva mentioned that through listening and on meetings, working at other places, have made him gain knowledge of what we call today as Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act. He believes that the time frame of 20 years is too short. And the main concern, again, that might lead towards the loss of land, again, is shares. He believes that these shares, which will be alienable in 1991, could be the major factor of our future years. He also mentioned the education of our elders was not the Western way, but the way that our people lived in the past. And with the education of these people, that we have come this far. So far, by working a little on our own, on ANCSA, we also gained a little so far by doing our own studies. He also mentioned about the past. The population of St. Lawrence Island at one time was 35 settlements with 5,000 people. But a lot of those people, out of those 5,000, died when contact from the outside came, and along with them came disease. that wiped out the population of St. Lawrence Island. But he's really gaining knowledge through digs and excavations. Everything that was made here, tools, hunting equipment, are being studied in universities and other places, which tells about our past. Everything was handmade by our people. If our forefathers haven't done this, we wouldn't be here. If they had given this land to other people, we wouldn't be here. They took good care of this land. And the digs shows how our people have lived. They came a long way because we are still here. One thing he mentioned, if we can get it, is to how to make this last. If we can make it last, our grandchildren and others to come can also use it.
Thank you, Mr. Oziva. Sure. Yeah. Would you mind asking it here so it goes on the mic?
My name is Edna Apotiki again, and I have a question for Judge Berger. What is the, I went to Northwest Territories in 1978, I had friends over there, and they were then talking about the Native Land Claim Settlement Act over there. How far has it gone with the land claims issue over in Canada?
Well, the dealing with the Northwest Territories, that's a very big area. Much bigger than Alaska, but the government of Canada is negotiating with the Eskimos and the Indians who live there, and the first land claim settlement was made this summer, and it was signed in June by the Eskimos of the Mackenzie Delta. That's on the Arctic Ocean, and that came into force in August 1984, just 2 months ago. There are other settlements being negotiated with bigger groups of Indians and Eskimos in the Northwest Territories, but this is the first settlement that has been made. And it's there are 2,700 Eskimos, Inuvialuit. They are related to the Inupiat. They have a settlement that would interest you, I think. Did you want me to? I can explain this. Do you want me to stop and?
No,
okay. I'm just trying to make this as clear as I can. First of all, they got 38,000 square miles in fee simple. So they got quite a lot of land in fee simple. And they get both the surface and the subsurface. But it's not held by a corporation. It's held by the what they call the Inuit Trust, the Eskimo Trust. And every child, well, everybody becomes a member of the trust and has
even
a...
Even those that are born after?
Right. Well, it was only in August that it came into force. I guess there may not be that many born since, but... Who knows? But those born after, well, as soon as, when you die, your certificate is canceled. You can't pass it on to your children. But, of course, your children, as they are born, automatically become members of the trust. They receive a certificate of trust. So it goes on from generation to generation, it is in that sense like a tribe. You become a member when you're born, you cease to be a member when you die, and it isn't split up into shares that are passed on, and you know, somebody with 10 children can only give his children 10 shares each, somebody with 2 children can give them 50 shares each, and as each generation passes under your system, the shareholdings become split up and unequal. But the other thing is that the government of Canada agreed that they would never impose a property tax on the land held in fee simple, provided it was used for subsistence. That is, if they decided they wanted the oil companies to come in and look for oil, and they found oil, then they'd have to pay taxes. But as long as it's used for subsistence, it'll never be taxed. They also did this. They have their land in fee simple, but on other land that goes, that is 3 times as large, 3 times, it's 80,000 square miles beyond, they have the exclusive right to take muskox and polar bear and grizzly bear. In other words, they are the only people who can hunt those animals over that whole area of 80,000 square miles. And they also have a subsistence preference, but it is it is ethnically based. That is, the subsistence preference is only for Eskimos over that larger 80,000 square mile area. So that's a settlement that the people there seem to think is quite a good one. And the emphasis is not just on getting land in fee simple, but on having access to subsistence resources beyond the actual land. So they also are to have a share in the management of the fish and game. Now, that was just came into force 2 months ago, but it's... in many ways, a useful precedent, I think.
I have a couple other questions. Was there any kind of feasibility study done before the prior to?
Well, in a way, I did the feasibility study.
Right.
I was there for 3 years
uh-huh.
in that area and hold meetings like this one
uh-huh.
in all those villages, and I made recommendations to the government. Now. The native people improved on many of those recommendations, and they got a very, quite a good settlement. Now, but you know, those people were able to look at the Alaska settlement and to say, well, we don't want shareholding corporations, and we don't want to be taxed, and we don't want our children left out. So they were able to go to the government of Canada and say, look, we don't want that. This is what we want. And the other thing is, that because, you see, in Canada, most of the land that Indians hold and Eskimos hold is held in trust by the federal government, just like your reservation was here before ANCSA. And so this settlement that was made in August, just 2 months ago, the Eskimos didn't want to be under the supervision of the federal government, so that's why they set up the Eskimo Trust instead of holding it in the what you would call an IRA. The land isn't held by the federal government in trust for the Eskimos. They hold it in trust for themselves, and it is provided that they can never sell it. So they're not supervised by the federal government, except they wanted the law to say they could never sell it, except to Inuit, except to Eskimos. So there are a lot of other settlements being negotiated in Canada, and they're all complicated, but that's the most recent one, and it is a kind of an interesting one.
Thank you. I have many questions, but I'll... We say Canada here for Canada. Canada Ahmed you be good when good to Nunang light om you Nunang Nunang Sivo before they got Nunang Nunang Sivokudung Nunang Bagilata om you Kayusit Kake Lee Kwana Loko Sangwa Natin Ilanak Pinitanga Om Yum Lee Kwa Loko Ngamwa this summer me August of 1984 was it? Huamad Nugani gave me Nunango Malrit Canada Hmit UP. Thank you.
The maybe I could just tell you that do you have a there's a in a much bigger area of the Northwest Territories where there are about 25,000 Eskimos. They are negotiating with the government now, but they want their own province, their own territory. And the government has agreed to divide the Northwest Territories so that one half will really be an Eskimo territory. In fact, the Eskimos have chosen the name Nunavut, our land. Do you have the same word? And that the government has agreed in principle to that, but that's not, they still have a lot of things to work out. How are they going to govern it? They want a, for instance, they want to have a Senate of elders who would have a veto on legislation, and they want all kinds of things like that that they've got to negotiate, and it will take them a long time to negotiate it, but it's... And of course, in Scandinavia, in Norway, it's interesting that in the world there are about 100,000 Eskimos living in four countries: Siberia, Alaska, Canada, and Greenland. Well, the Samis or Lap people, there are about 100,000 of them living in Norway, Sweden, Finland, and Russia. And in Norway, where most of them live, about 40,000, a commission just reported this year to the government about the rights of the Sami, because they had been asking for self-determination, and the commission recommended that the Sami, or the Laps, I don't know what you call them here, there are some who live in Alaska, that they have their own national Sami parliament, and it would advise the Norwegian parliament, and that there be local Sami councils set up where the people live with governmental powers. So I just mention this to show that these things are happening in all over the world. Yeah, pretty hard.
Canada Ahmed Tingitlu, you be it, one good stung off when land claims the Malrit. Down in a snit, the land claims Madasaka Niftuk. Yvrewaluku, Brichtim Maluku, land claiming Nakamas a Pikakumakan. One goods to Nayokan Rail to Tarnoha, but one good in 1971 and King Owen in Ashokata, Lalurum Kum Government Sashani Avang, availing with Avangil. Canada made you pay it. Government could say that Kuzi to Tmalo Ting Lee could Malo Ting Pimalrit. Tarnoha Kamakson Yashil Ray, Snitney Canada made you pay it, ne shareholder. Shareholder mo yakin lang at tukos ramen. Tukon ramok ni tao may nakawero ng ramok ni ngwaka tawa shares ngay take ukot king ulit kay taskil kay kamakso ni automatically shares ng kayo uftok na kan kong kutstun man ukan ni Alaska. Nutan ako ng kakogust mi nunang kaksimal kay ta takukot McKenzie-chmeid. Agwuzi tutmaaludin gafamugwushchid nagamasa liigi gutmaaludin land claimi yng asgachsi maagang. Hwa Northwest Territory ngulga Northwest Territory Canada milinguk yubigita daagwud gafamugwushchid agwuzi alaggwud gmaa yagmachtigi Northwest Territory avugilugu binaqa qafdaad avishcha daagwna Yupirit ng doon na kakaftad. Yupirit ay ilga na kakaftad. Dawang ay na kung gusto 20-year period ni Duftut. Taxin na ni Duftut. Wutko kung gusto man ay naknerawik kumuhtuhu kiyawasik kumuhtuhu taxin na ni Duftut. Wutku taxi yakakfta tawa sangwa ulima kumuktuhu maning lasi kakla kumuktuhu tawa wutku tawani taxi yakakfta. Kinkunun alungunak tawa nginak akikis nani waas luftuk nunangat. Wutku kun tawa yupil wut nginakamuknun akikis akakfta tawa. Ilgan nga at pinipiktuftukasal. Ntakon pangkuta Alaska kmeni ukani Alaska miyupiri skapa walo ta natin land claim ma kwatin anakts na kutangin kut lirik maalo ko land claim ma lagay tuwit ko.
My name is Linda Tungian. I am 23 years old and currently I'm the vice mayor for the city of Gambell. I was on the IRA council. Well, I still am until the 15th, but I'm out of it now. Well, I was not planning on testifying today, but hearing all the concerns of my people, I decided to. When I was in school, I was not taught about the land claims issue. If I was, I was not aware of it. Seeing the young people testifying today made me feel good to know that they are aware and is considering such a complex issue. They ought to learn all they can about land claims because it is their birthright. Like Conrad said, what I know about land claims today I learned through attending meetings and traveling. In my opinion, the Alaska Natives have inherent rights to the whole state of Alaska as an indigenous people. When America bought Alaska from Russia, the leaders then realized what a vast country Alaska was. They then thought of different ways to take control of the land the Alaska Natives thought they owned or had inherent right to. But because of the Natives' stubbornness, they could not take control. To me, ANCSA was a last resort of Congress or whoever concerned to take control of Native lands. They may finally take control after 1991 when Native stocks are available for sale. One thing I know for sure is no one will take or buy my stock without my knowledge. My stock and my land are my heredity and birthright as an Alaska Native. ANCSA was passed and is in existence today, whether we like it or not. We, the natives and non-natives alike, must work together in this most complex issue in order to make the act work for the natives and others concerned. I would like to thank you, Judge Berger, in your effort to help the Alaska Natives through these hearings you are conducting. Who knows, Congress may amend ANCSA in the future to benefit the Alaska Natives more through the results of your report. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Uskava. Nagatkisi akuzilre akuzinalu ni pingun risakpetok anrami. Tawongin anara sakmini ki akuzislesi akuziyu mismasukasimaka. Igayaluni apokto sakaskit of the land claims tamani. Apokto kakumi nasukang o kapokto sakaskit. Schapper Yakminiki, Anglin had honored me a cozy street. Binere Yucht Simakang at Lee Sakminiki, Lee Simakarak, but at land claims among Pisitang. Sunango, a portolet king of Suna, Kamakluki, land claim among Lee Naxkluki, Lee Naxkasuku, Samung Pisitang. America's Kalam of Tukfil Kami or Alaska Rusum. Ilrasted Lisa Kat Natinankatang Alaska ang telling. Sumuktakat Lalurum Kat Natin Tuska Alaska Nunang Natin Ilrat Kumuktahus Nitun. Biyakaluk. Tawang inak, yupiri alaskam lesi makakangat, tuun sakit kangat. Lesi makakangat ahkaruk sa kimas ngita ilgat kangat, kinlang alain claim sa pinlis kan. Sangani Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act, kingulik pira o nanrekos ka kangursam. Nalaman kitnalingunag nunang nakutkishan ng apasok suko. Nunang ire nakaslak tama na alas kakmit yupirita nunag sakangit. Ntakon ngok tuwuk sivzikslakat, 1991 ng kingungan ng stock sa putagik sa kaktikat. Tasa kali si mga kangok ipapik kapiklo ko. Kito malimunan ngok. Kito raka malimunan tugunan kita, tukfiranan kita as ng stock na. Stock na nalagamang nunanga. Singan Ang lito siya ka, Alaska Native ngulun. Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act, pasikal re, ang rami ipang ukso niya ayok. Pinikangamt ko, salakangamt ko, salukupis ko, Pasadunia yokla. Yupiu yang amta. Yupiu nresang amta. Tawat kusuta. Kapkhan nakstang o kamaksuta kring amta. Fawag piyak na lremon lingat la. Pisak kaman. илгастс каккартиккаллукуунгоо пиниитун конкута пиюкслумтун пиюкслумтстун аакта игамсекай увексуугэ таку judge Bergerн гут нангэкулгэит каюсэгэн акуткэлгэит аласкам юпиганнэн айорлиинэн интиармэнганэн патэн хэринг ин хэринг илгэит нунааранун такуа каамахнун камахлутэн патэн конкутстуунгаа нагат мэйт аласкам юпиги интиармэнгэ каюсэгэн акэлхэит Nasukhbunguk tawangin ang wanta ko nita na pinayagat benefit na yahto the last candidate sa agani siwum ni report man report ko mi lig ko mang akam ko mi natin watin hearing at kayo sa reshit.
Good evening. My name is John Wari. I'm from the village of Savunga. And I'd like to ask you a question first, if I may, Judge Berger, on what this review will accomplish. Will this review in any way open any doors that ANSCA may be amended or revised through congressional actions?
Well, it may or it may not. Congress has amended ANCSA three or four times since 1971, so there's no reason why they won't amend it again. The Inuit Circumpolar Conference felt that with 13 years experience of ANCSA, and 8 years to go to 1991, it was a good time to go around the whole of Alaska and see what people thought about it. And out of that discussion by people at meetings like this, it was thought that views of Alaska Natives, what they want to do about all this, would emerge. And I've noticed that myself just in the 8 months that we've been traveling around the state and getting people to talk at these meetings, that there's a lot of discussion going on. And I think that that people are starting to think pretty hard about it. But I don't promise anything except that I will finish traveling around the state, holding the hearings. I will write my report and send it to you, and of course to the others, and then it's up to Alaska Natives to decide where they want to go. My report will be based on what you tell me. It's not something that I'll dream up on my own, and then you make what use of it you can. I think it's really going to be up to you at that stage.
I think, yeah, with all the observations that have been made, a lot of issues are, there are a lot of emotional issues at hand where the land, the birthright, the Aboriginal rights are at stake, and clauses within the law that there is nothing for after birth, where you have children born after 1971 with no rights at all whatsoever under the under ANSCA. And listening to your report on the Canadian Eskimos and this review commission that you're doing. This is what our state should have done, or our people should have done 20 years ago when we were in the process of passing ANSCA.
Well, except that you were the pioneers, you know, and all these other people in Canada and other countries have benefited from looking at some of the things that didn't work out very well here. Mm-hmm. But they have also learned from some of the things that happened here. For instance, in northern Quebec, I don't know whether you're familiar with Canada's geography, but the Eskimos there, who occupy a big part of that province, they made their settlement with Canada back in 1975, and they decided they liked the idea of native people going into business, not so much your corporation here because you didn't receive money, but on the other corporations in Alaska received money and went into business. So the Eskimos from James Bay in northern Quebec in 1975, they came over here and they wanted to go into business, and the government of Canada gave them I think it was $130 million, and there's about 5,000 Eskimos in northern Quebec, so that was a pretty good settlement. They also got land in fee simple and hunting rights and fishing rights and so on, but they looked at Alaska and they saw that some of the corporations here were spending all their money on, and some of them were making bad investments. So they said to the government of Canada, well, we think this ANCSA is a good idea because Eskimos should learn how to go into business. But we want you to provide that